100 word stories.
I'm going to leave the kettle boiling in the background. We'll see if that works out. Today's story is called Space Opera, and it's by Lawrence Simon. If a soap opera is named after the soap companies that sponsored them, why would a space opera be called that? Does space sponsor a space opera? Last night I went outside and stared into the sky, and I said, "So you want to sponsor an opera?" I didn't hear a response. At first, I thought space didn't want to sponsor a space opera. Then I realized that space is incredibly big, and it takes a long time for things to travel through space. I've let my children and grandchildren to listen for a sponsorship in case they want an inheritance. Anyway, that's it for today's story. One a day until the day I die.com. Yes, I finally bought a new kettle, the old Hamilton Beach. The handle on it sucked, and the heat would come from the spout and it would spill all over. And of course, I bought another Hamilton Beach because I'm an idiot. That's right, reward failure. It's a different model, though, and it's similar to the ones that I had back in Houston, one in the office, one at home, and both of them magically vanished. I have no idea where they went. Anyway, thank you all for listening, and as always, keep it brief.